kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Eh yung time na yun, wala kaming ano, wala, maliit lang yung funds na meron kami. Iyak ako. Meron, maliit lang yung funds namin na ano, hindi ko alam kung saan kami kukuha ng pera, ng pagkain. Actually, God, ano, God blessing, yung ginamit ni Lord, si Jess. Sabi ko, meron pang ganitong tao. Hindi mo nga ako kilala eh. Actually, once lang kami nakita sa Zoom, nag-meet and greet lang kami. After na, wala na. Tapos, after 10 days, binaha kami. Tinulungan niya ako. Hindi ako humihingi ng tulong. Hindi ako nagpapaaw.
Yan ang emosyonal na tinig ni Cherry Mae Marquez Ramos na isang finance manager at virtual executive assistant mula Isabela, habang inilalaraman ng among Australianong si Jess Watman na founder at CEO ng Agent Sync kung saan siya nagtatrabaho. Hindi makapaniwala si Cherry sa pagtulong na ito lalo't 10 araw pa lamang siya sa kumpanya nang maranasan ang malaking krisis sa buhay.
Nireach out nila ako via LinkedIn, hiring doon ng finance manager, so I grabbed it. I have no experience of Australian client, but nung nakapasok ako sa agency, they give me a chance kung paano magtrabaho dito. Ang trabaho ko dito as finance manager, nag-invoice, nagre-reconcile. Overall, ang ginagawa ng ano, reconcile, financial report, and then payroll and everything na regarding to finance and account.
Bago naging kinatawan ng bagong mukha ng virtual assistant, si Cherry ay nagtrabaho bilang corporate accounting manager sa Cavite. Subalit matapos ikasal, lumipat siya sa Isabela kung saan hinarap niya ang matinding hamon sa paghahanap ng trabaho.
Yung pagiging BA, no choice ako. Kasi napunta ako dito sa Isabela. Before kasi, nung nasa Cavite ako, okay na yung career ko as a accounting manager sa Pilipinas. Tapos, nasa top management ako. And then later on, kasi nga, syempre, kinasal kami ng asawa ko. And then, alam mo yun, yung syempre, you need to submit your husband. So, nung punta ako dito, wala akong ma-applyan. Wala akong ma-applyan. Kahit ang maganda yung credential, wala ko. Then doon ako napunta sa US client. As far as I know, naka 4 years na ako sa US client na accounting and finance lead naman ako doon.
Mula sa mga US companies, lumipat si Cherry sa Agent Sync noong October 2025. Dito niya naranasan ang kauna-unahang Australian client na nagdulot sa kanya ng anyay culture shock.
Galing ako sa US client eh. Siyempre, ang US client, direct to the point, kailangan maikse ang email. At the same time, kailangan on the spot yung sagutan, yung email. Nagulat ako nung nasa Australian client na. Ganito pala yung ano, yung mahilig sila, ang so sweet nilang magkipag-usap. Talaga, tapos ang babait nila, parang na-culture shock ako. Na bakit ganito ang Australian culture? Ang babait nila, ang gaan kasama. Family treatment talaga. Kasi for 12 years na naging in accounting field, talagang as in, siguro ang dami kong na-experience sa toxic na boss, clients.
Ang patunay anya dito ang naranasang pagsubok ng manalasa ang sunod-sunod na bagyo sa North Luzon. Dahil sa pagbubukas ng Magat Dam, lumubog sa baha hanggang dibdib ang kanilang lugar. Habang lumilikas sa gitna ng baha kasama ang kanyang pamilya at 2 taong gulang na anak, nag-iwan lamang si Cherry ng mensahe upang magpaalam na baka malate siya sa trabaho. Ang naging tugon ng kanyang boss na si Jess ay isang bagay na hindi niya kailanman malilimutan.
Bigla ko naka-receive na email ng Wise na this amount, $500. Sabi ko, i-chat ko sana si Sheila. Parang may mali. Bakit may napasa sa akin 500? Tingin ko baka nagkamali ng pasa. Sabi ko, Sheila, Mali ata ng ano na pasasak. Paano ko maibabalik yung 500? Sabi niya, hindi. Di kayo yan i-just sa'yo for a help. Sabi ko, ha? Parang sa akin, bakit pa ako natulungan? Unang-una, hindi tayo, hindi mo pa ako subok. Wala pa tayong relationship na malalim. Although kaka-hire mo, wala pa ako napapatunayan. Doon ko na parang napawaw ako.
Isa lamang ang kumpanyang Agent Sync mula Australia na tinitingnan ng Pilipinas bilang isa sa top choice sa pagkuha ng mga skills at talent. Ayon sa pinakahuling ulat ng PwC, aabot sa 2/3 ng ASX, Australian Securities Exchange, 50 companies ang nag-outsource ng mga trabaho offshore o sa ibang bansa, habang sinusundan ito ng libo-libong small and medium enterprise o SMEs. Sa panayam naman ng SBS News kay Helen Lee, Senior Lecturer ng University of Technology and Sydney Business School, sinabi nitong bagaman na una nang inilipat ng ilang kumpanya mga call centers units sa ibang bansa upang makabawas sa operation cost, lumalabas ngayon sa mga bagong desisyon ng mga ilang kumpanya na ang pagpili ay nakabatay na sa mataas na educated workforce mula sa emerging Asian countries. Ipinaliwanag naman ng Managing Director ng Agent Sync na si Aileen Gutierrez kung paano lumalago ang sektor ng virtual assistant industry.
The virtual assistant industry is really part of the outsource, the whole outsourcing, offshoring industry. I guess the growth of the VA sector is probably around the 2000s. The opportunity, because a lot of the focus back home was really supporting email, chat, call. Right? Across different roles and function, whether, and even IT support, that was very big back home. And at one point, people realized that most, whether they're founders or they're managers, they have these admin tasks that take so much of their time that they realize is easy enough to offload. And you don't need to offload that to someone who's onshore. Because if you offload that to someone onshore, there's a significant price point to hire someone at that role. And so there was a value to doing that. And then the next part was people asking, where can we send these jobs to? And the Philippines being the Philippines, like probably the first, either we're always number one or number two when it comes to like offshoring and outsourcing. We took that opportunity and run with it.
Ibinahagi din ni Aileen ang bentahe ng mga Pinoy sa ganitong profesyon.
We'll start with the language. It's always been a barrier for most countries, no? They always look for countries that can speak the language and not just speak, but like understand context of the language. You know, and we do that really well because of the education that we got. We're like American type of education. Second, feel like Filipinos, when we're given work to Filipinos, is not just a means to get money. At the heart of it, when we get work, we sort of tie our identity to our work, right? And so it's a means not just to provide for a family, but also a means for us to build our own identity, build our career, see where it would take us. It's like a way for us to develop who we are. They always feel like malasakit. I'll use that. I think that's very, from a value standpoint, I feel one of our strongest values that plays a role when we do our work is malasakit. Education. Every single person in the Philippines aspire to complete a university degree. It's something that we're conditioned that a good life is equal to having a good education. We're trained to develop critical thinking. And so when we get work, we're not just task takers and doers. We own the task and we try to figure out how to do that and how to do that well. The skill set, I guess, that you will find in the Philippines is another reason why we're sort of like really want first or second, always first and second in the running when it comes to like remote jobs and outsourcing and offshoring.
Sa bagong ulat ng Remit the Global Incorporated, lumabas na naungusan ng virtual assistant ang pagiging doktor sa pangarap na trabaho ng mga Pilipino. Nagpapakita ito ng pagnanais ng mas flexible digital work, bagaman ang mga tradisyonal na profesyon ay nangunguna pa rin sa pinakagustong trabaho ng mga Pinoy. Isaanya ito sa mga advantage na nakita ni Cherry, bagaman aminado siyang may mga hamon din ito.
So, ang advantage sa pagiging virtual assistant is hawak mo yung oras mo. At the same time, sa akin, parang hindi ka nagkukulang bilang nanay. At the same time, napufulfill mo you once mo as a career or you need mo as a career, di ba? Challenge ko as a virtual assistant is before extrovert ako, ngayon introvert na ako. Siyempre, wala ka na makausap eh. Parang kailangan every Saturday and Sunday nasa labas ako para makahinga, para ma-refresh ako. Unlike before na nasa onsite ako, kapag day off, kailangan nasa bahay ako para makapagpahinga. Ako, ngayon naman, as a virtual assistant, pag day off, kailangan nasa labas ako para makahinga. Parang maliktad na siya.
Binanggit ni Chey na maayos ang sahod na kanyang nakukuha.
Ako, masasabi ko kasi na galing rin naman ako sa mataas na posisyon sa Pilipinas, malayo. Wala yung difference.
Oo. Tapos yeah, yung, kumbaga kung Australian dollar siya, tapos rate dito, tapos dyan mo gagamitin, malaking, dahil nga i-convert mo, di ba? Ibig sabihin pa, dahil dito sa pagiging VA, nitong klase ng industriya na to, mas nakukuha mo yung kailangan mo financially for family?
Oo, talagang na. Kahit nandito ako sa Isabela, sabi ko nga sa'yo, less ang career opportunity dito. Dito kami nakapundar as a mutual assistant. Before, walang-wala rin kami.
May payo naman ang managing director na si Aileen Gutierrez sa mga nais magtrabaho bilang virtual assistant.
We're kind of moving away from the word virtual assistant. We're focusing more on executive assistant and the specialist, the elite. We call them elite specialist kasi nga, di ba, they have very specific skill sets that the clients are looking for. So across these two roles, whether you're applying as an executive assistant or you're applying as what we call elite specialist working in marketing, social media, operation, finance, I'd probably say that apart from the experience of working remotely, that's an advantage, or an experience similar to the role that they would be applying for, whether it's an executive assistant role or the specialist role. One thing that I think is very, very important if you're going to work, not just for agency, if you're going to work for an Australian client, is the level of accountability you have, your sense of ownership. Because as I mentioned earlier, Australians value autonomy. They don't want to micromanage you, right? So can you manage yourself? Can you deliver outcomes and not just do tasks? I don't want to give a rundown of like, you should be this and you should be that, because a lot of those things can be trained. A lot of those you probably acquired already with your experience. But there's this one thing that I feel that's very, very important for this kind of role is really accountability. Pero ito yung what sets the talent apart. And I think that's the reason why it's harder to find talents. Kasi before, task doer lang sila. They're given the task. Ngayon, because of the way we're pivoting, we're elevating the talents eh, from just receiving tasks and doing them, administrative tasks, to really owning something. And this is part of what makes the talent pool a little bit thinner than before. Kasi now we have to make sure that the talents can be held accountable, that they would own something that they're given. I guess that's the biggest thing that we are looking for.
Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.